Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Yes, I did. To just go down and check out the show. Yeah, they were dancing and singing and moving to the grooving. And just when it hit me, somebody turned around and shouted, play that funky music, white boy. Play that funky
speed
music.
Did he speed up the song so he could get to that hook?
Yeah. He wanted to be there.
Was that not the most mistimed out? You're going to have to go back and listen to the song before the break.
I didn't touch the song. It's playing off of YouTube. Wild Cherry, play that funky music audio. Wild Cherry, it's from the official Wild Cherry page. I did not doctor that at all.
But still, like, do you know how long that setup took to get to the hook?
About a minute.
67 seconds. I counted.
Wow. Yeah, but it was worth it.
I didn't count.
It's a great song.
I was making it up.
You have to wait until the white boy. Like that, you always wait for the white boy.
Great song, great weather, great patio, BW3s. I'm probably going to order myself an adult beverage and just enjoy the second hour of the show. In an increased state of mind. But first, let me take a second to give a special thanks to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide. The moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price, and it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark and find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, effluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call, 812-725-9217. Or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com.
You know what we should do? Pump it up. You know, I don't know how packed it would be, but we should, I don't know why I'm just thinking of this, we should make our way over to a Derby City Gaming or something this evening.
I like that idea.
Derby City Gaming evening.
Phil Baker.
Yeah.
Was in charge of that. We went to Phil Baker in particular. You know what sucks, Steve? When you're like the most marketable duo in all of radio.
Yeah.
And you go to Phil Baker and say, hey, we're available to be marketed.
Yes.
And he says, oh, really? Oh, I'm going to jump on that.
Yeah.
I would say we're a trio, but, you know, that's just neither here nor there.
Oh, cool. You want to go tonight?
Triumvirate.
I might be going to the chow wagon tonight.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so we're a duo.
Are you for real going? Are we going downtown? Your boy might make a cameo.
Oh, wow. He'll swing in.
Cameo.
Hi.
How are you? I'm betting 500. I show up half the times I say I'm going to show up.
Listen, and listen to me being critical.
Wonder if Tina's working tonight. We could have a little shindig out.
Just something to get out and about.
I think it sounds like it. Look, I'm just saying, don't throw it out yet.
Right. So people are like, you should follow our social media accounts to do the pop-up shops. We got to go live.
Yeah.
We'll have to go live, right?
I'm fine with that. Let's go live. Let's do it.
Weather's going to be nice. Is it going to rain? Is it going to rain on Derby again?
I hope not.
It's supposed to be okay for Oaks. It's supposed to be a little drizzly for Derby, unfortunately.
And let me guess, it's supposed to be perfect on Sunday.
Probably.
Isn't that about 7 years straight?
Yep. Let's see. Officially, the weather is... Come on, app.
Pretty much the exact... I'm sure you can just pull up the last 5 years, at least, and just rinse and repeat.
Yeah,
Saturday,
I really
30% chance of rain. Oh, it's a 40% chance of rain on Oaks. I thought Oaks was going to be relatively clear. 40% chance of rain on Oaks, 30% for Derby, and partly cloudy. But, yeah, no rain on Sunday.
Okay, is it over for LeBron James, KD, and Steph Curry, Steve?
Yeah. Yeah, I think
Unless they team up together.
No. Here's the thing, man. You see what Anthony Edwards is doing and some of these other guys are doing, and you're like, the league is turning over. You know what I'm saying? Like, it feels like the league is turning over.
So their first steps, their quick twitch muscles are no longer able to keep up.
Yeah. Yeah.
They can D up Steph.
Yes. Like, it's, I mean, Anthony Edwards is taking over the NBA as, like, you know, like when you watch the playoffs and you're like, okay, there are other dudes that are the storyline now. And it's not those guys. Those guys are the story. Oh, God. The cords everywhere.
What are you doing? Nikki, I am 6 feet away.
There's
from
cords Steve, everywhere. My
and he
bad.
Just the entire
what
fire.
Happened?
Tried to snatch my head off. Trying to decapitate me. Is all the sound clear?
Are we good?
Yeah, no. You guys sound fine. You guys sound fine. I don't know what happened, okay. But yeah, no. You guys are good.
Okay.
There's a long cord to Marcus's headphones. My foot got caught in, and I didn't realize it was his cord, and I just yanked it out. It was his headset.
Oh, okay.
No, but I mean the story. Okay, the storylines for those three guys are what? KD don't like how he's being used. LeBron, it's starting to kind of feel like the same old thing every year. They're just not quite good enough.
Can't build a team around him.
Yeah, you know, and then the Warriors have just been a days of our lives this season. So, yeah, I think you're getting to where it's like, okay, no, not that those guys are gone.
Yeah, are they just good pieces?
To me, though, the league is turning over. There's new faces to the league now. That's not been the case before. But like I said, I keep going back to like Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards is going to be the face of the league. I mean, like you look at the playoffs, he's the story. The Thunder are
he's a team player too.
He is.
He seems like he's
like the Thunder are really good, but they're kind of a team good.
Yeah, put together.
Yeah, but when you see names like Halliburton and you see Jason Tatum and you see some of these guys and you're like, okay.
Joseph Alexander.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably the face of that team. But Oklahoma State, they just
Ben
really
Holmgren.
Yeah, they feel like a team. Hard. Yeah, where it's
they're going to get crushed though in
absolutely. Or well, no, I mean in the playoffs. Like that type of team never makes it.
Sacramento.
But it's like, man, they're a good team, you know. Yeah, and they'll get beat.
See, I was going to say they're going to get crushed in the offseason free agent.
But Jokic, I mean, right now what he's doing, it's like there's just other I mean, there's other guys in the league now. Like it feels like that it's finally turned over to where no, these guys can take over. Carl
Anthony
Towns. Have
you been watching these videos of these travels?
Yes. Yes.
What bothers you more, the travels or the single the one-time transfer rule in college?
Oh.
What's worse for the sport of basketball?
Oh, the travels. The travels.
The travels
NBA.
Are worse for the sport of basketball,
I mean, God,
than
dude.
The one-year transfer
it
rule.
It makes the NBA unbelievable sometimes.
81-50, 93-9, 38-31, 93-9. What is worse for the sport of basketball, the travels or the one-year immediate eligibility transfer rule? What do you think most people would say, Nikki?
Oh man, that's a really good one. I think it's the transfer though right now, because people are used to the traveling. I mean, that's been a thing. The portal is still relative. It's not in its infancy, but it's like in its drunken toddler state. So I'm going to go with the portal.
I don't know, because you don't get away with that in college. You don't get away with the traveling in college.
No, but see, that's the problem. My thing is the travel makes it easier for it's rigged guy, because I'm like, if you can break the rules, you can rig the game. And the travel looks like you can rig the game.
You can break the rules.
Yeah.
All the way with the travel.
Yeah. And I'm like, to me, I can rig spread. I can rig games if guys can do things that you can't do in the game of basketball.
Do gamblers enjoy
That's a good point.
The rigged complaining?
I'm sure they don't care, yeah, because, I mean, well, especially if it's actually rigged.
Yeah. No. I'm talking about for the fan, the gambling fan. Do they enjoy betting and losing and then complaining about how it's rigged? You know how we talk about some people just kind of love the drama now at this point?
Yeah.
Or is it the idea that I might be able to find out which way it's rigged and beat the fix?
It adds a new element to it.
Yeah, because I'm like, why are people gambling still? Or why are they gambling more and more and more? And people are complaining rigged more and more and more, but the gambling's going up. So I'm like, to what level are we addicted to conspiracies now? Because listen. A couple of those travels in the last couple of nights, man, it's like that was four steps.
Yeah.
It was obscene.
With no
terrible.
Dribble.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there can't be. So is the next step go for the refs?
Yeah. Yeah.
Got to find the refs or something.
Yes. I think so.
Yeah. Like at some point, integrity has got to become a conversation.
Yeah.
Like how many times can your commissioner just say?
Well, especially in the playoffs, because the one thing that was always held with some sanctity in the NBA was the playoffs. It was like, well, regardless of what it looks like, when it comes playoff time, it's going to get
tighter.
It's going to get serious. It's going to, again, I'm not saying I said this, but if you hate the NBA, you're like, well, I only watch it in the playoffs because that's when it's real basketball, you know?
Right.
And now it's kind of like, it kind of feels like the same old thing, which again, if you're trying to push old heads out the window and bring in some new guys, this playoff is the one that if you wanted to tell me, like, well, when you watch it, it does kind of feel like the younger guys are getting the favorable, like, you know, like it feels like, yeah, no,
but,
they.
But you know what? The younger guys know how to use the travel now.
Mm-hmm.
The older guys.
Yeah.
Like, listen, Dwayne Wade was the transition guy to the footwork.
Oh, yeah.
He was like one of the first, you know, Dirk kind of did it. But Manu Ginobili and Dwayne Wade were the first to bridge the gap between the third Euro step. Once they, like, Dwayne Wade got going that quick. But ever since then, it's like, because it's like, have you seen the video of what's my kid with the hook shot used to go to Michigan? The guard who's been doing the hook shot. Oh my God. He's a point guard. Remember he get in the lane and he does a little funny hook shot?
Recently?
Yeah, within the last couple years. Okay, now he's in the G League a lot.
Yeah, was he the kid that we played?
Yes, that Chris Mack played against Michigan.
Yeah,
and we shut him down.
But he had a super high assist rate.
Yeah, that guy. Uh-huh. Now, okay. He has like almost a patented hook shot in the middle of the paint, right?
Yeah.
And now this is what he's doing, Steve. Imagine somebody running to the lane to do a hook shot, right?
Yeah.
And they stop and they go on one leg and then they stop.
Yeah.
And don't let the ball go. But it's not traveling because he's not putting the ball down.
Yeah.
So he's going to the lane, Steve.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's going like
yeah.
Like he's going to jump, but he's standing on one leg.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do you do with that?
Yeah, it's impossible. Especially when you're dealing with the best players in the world. And
what do you do with that?
Their mess up rate is very low.
So he's literally going to hook shot mode.
You let high schoolers do it. It's like, sure, because 6 times out of 10, that ball is going to fly out of their hands probably.
You're going to step down.
But you're dealing with pros that can do this.
Yeah, it's like that's probably you're going to have to go take a couple steps back.
Yeah.
You know, just like, hey, ref, you're going to have to change the way you call the traveling.
Xavier Simpson.
That's his name.
Yeah,
that's
Chase. Chase.
Yep. Yeah. So he knew exactly what I was talking about.
Our guy, Chase.
Strays.
Chase.
Tom Strays.
Midday's of Marcus Maven.
Really?
No, I didn't think you were listening. I'm sorry.
I was listening. You know what I was doing while I was listening? Podcasting your damn show. Where's Chase? Chase doing that? No, I don't think he is. He's off gallivanting with the flagship. You've lost Chase. You're stuck with me, so deal with it.
Wait a minute. Okay, what's the deal with Friday, Steve? I'm just going to ask you this on air.
We're not doing a show Friday.
You sure?
Yeah. Are you guys doing a show Thursday?
Nikki, you're just trying to get off.
My God, dude. Yeah. Well, no. What if we get a great Ossobor is going to be on campus Thursday?
Okay, I was just checking.
Is that okay if we do a show?
I'm.
You might have Chase that day, is all I'm saying.
Okay.
I might have to do a show on Friday, man. You're not doing any Derby events. Why do you just want to get freebie day off, Steve?
I just don't want to do a show on Friday. We'll go YouTube if anything good happens. Made for the Ville. You need to subscribe now just in case we get a commitment or anything.
I don't know. I want to make one of these producers have to come in and do a show too. Right?
You want to become hated?
Yeah, I just want to get some likes. Because I think there's a crowd.
We're the one show
that's not going to do Derby.
That's Monday through Thursday. That crowd, listen, there is a certain crowd that tunes in and they're like, I don't want to hear Derby talk. Well, okay, that's fine. We don't do it just because we would sound stupid because we don't know anything about it. You know, I get my fix from Diener and them. I listen. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, it's a lot of good Derby stuff. And Louie's on right now and Louie's good at Derby stuff. You know, we're not.
Is Louie going 3 hours strong?
Yeah, like, no, Louis, this is Louis's week, yeah. Man. Like, yeah, no, we suck at that talk. So that it's not like we don't do it for a reason. Like, oh, we're not doing Derby stuff. It's stupid.
You would think Nikki would be better after all these years.
Yeah, no, he couldn't do it at all.
What the fuck? I'm just sitting here. I am literally just sitting here on the board. And I'm just catching strays left and right. I'm sorry I'm not an equine expert. I could speak it broken just like everybody else.
Are the horses going to be tested beforehand?
Oh, my God. There were a lot of avenues. I didn't think you were going there.
Listen, go get a
Touché.
Focus. We'll take a last commercial break. Good day's Marcus Maven, 99 The Ville. Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maven. 8150 93.9. This is number 93.9 is the station. We are live joining you from BW3's Middletown. Having a good time sitting out on the porch. So if you hear the birds chirping, sometimes you just got to get over it because it's beautiful. The breeze is very, very nice. The beverages are a-flowing, so I can see people starting to make their way in. And before we get to the phone lines, let me let everybody know that your home is your fortress and your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated, will provide free inspections, estimates, and of course, they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention their A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964 today. Harold, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Harold.
Man, those birds sound beautiful. It put me in a calming state, so I appreciate them.
I'm glad you said that, because we were a little self-conscious if it was bothering everybody.
No, it was great. You know, at first I thought it was me, but then once I realized what it was, I was like, nah, that's a nice little ambiance. So y'all keep doing what you're doing. Enjoy the day. And then when it comes to Derby, you know, I live up here in Washington State. We still in the dark ages when it comes to mobile betting. So that's the only time I get to bet on my phone very, very easily. So I'm all for the Derby. And I love all the talk, so I can try and pretend that I have some sort of advantage or something. But I want to everybody call y'all
up. Does everybody up there thinks you're like a Derby savant?
Man, and all I do is lose money. So you know, but it's fun money because I'm gonna have a little piece of chocolate nut pie and some bourbon while I do.
Yeah,
so let's go.
That's fair. That's what's up, man.
But this travel stuff. So I wanted to call because I personally care more about the traveling than I do anything about the transfers. You know, I think the transfer stuff is annoying, but when the traveling, like you said, gives somebody an advantage or whatnot, right? Especially when you somebody who is it was drilled in your head two steps, right. And if you shuffle your foot, right? If your foot even looks like a shadow grazed across it, and you're getting called for a travel, right? Like seeing somebody get away with four steps, you know. And I can't even say, oh, you just got long strides. Like, I can't even say that, right? That bothers me a whole lot more. And maybe because it strikes at the heart of the game. I think that's why. Sure, this travel stuff can strike at the heart of amateurism, but, you know, the heart of amateurism needs to be destroyed a while ago. So let's keep on pushing and stop this traveling stuff, or at least let everybody travel. Like, if you don't call travel at all, then everybody should be able to travel, or nobody should. So that's where I stand.
Harold, do you remember the commercial Don't Walk? Nikki, if you're listening, can you bring up the commercial Don't Walk? Like, they tried to do that. Do you remember that, Harold?
A little bit. I mean, vaguely. Vaguely. Like,
I have to do this, Harold. Listen, no, I'm going to violate the rule a little bit. How old are you, roughly?
Roughly. Yeah, how about this? I graduated in 2001.
It's something we truly believe in our hearts.
Okay. Okay. Now, Harold, I appreciate the call. I want to hear this. Okay.
You can see it okay. In Patrick Ewing.
Hey, start over, Nikki.
Yeah, we do causes. If it's something we truly believe in our hearts, we get involved.
In this league, there's something brewing. You can see it in Patrick Ewing.
When it's an extra step he's taking, it's a rule he is breaking.
It's in the book, page 35, section 14.
The college guys don't do it. Let your pivot foot, there's nothing to it.
Don't walk,
your pros after all.
Don't walk,
come on refs, make the call.
Don't walk,
big men, you know who you are.
Don't walk,
do it for the young ones.
Don't walk,
extra steps will give you bunions.
Don't walk,
get started with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Don't walk.
Listen, people, here is your chance right now to my younger generation or my older generation. If you're the same age as me or you got these young kids that are TikToking it up right now, you want your kid to go viral or you want somebody young to go viral. Get somebody representing the young people. While the old people are talking about this traveling, you get a young person to do a video and say and react to this old school don't walk video, and it'll go viral. If I was a young dude right now listening to these old people complain about this traveling, I'm going to be like, what are you talking about? Y'all were complaining about traveling 20 years ago. Yeah, when he said, big man, you know who you are. But here's the thing. If I'm a big man, if I'm an old school big man, if I'm Shaq, I'm leading the charge. Can y'all imagine if he had an up and under and an extra step, Steve? If Shaq had
been an animal.
If he had, listen, people complained about Akeem Olajuwon, and he had really good footwork, Steve. Imagine if you gave all them another step. That is 20,000 more points are on Shaq's over his career.
Yes.
Like a 40-point game is a 62-point game, you know, with an extra step.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if I'm
or more.
Yeah, if I'm Jordan, I'm like, LeBron had the Euro. He wouldn't take my scoring numbers. You know, just like, oh, I would go crazy. Doc, thanks for joining us on 93.9 Fire Away, Doc.
Yeah, as fast as the extra long, obvious additional steps, I'm frustrated with the numerous number of pivot seat players you're allowed to have.
Yes!
Doesn't get called.
I mean, are you allowed to, like, switch the pivot foot twice?
Definitely. It seems like that's the going thing.
Yeah, man, Doc, I do appreciate the call. Yeah, because the pivot is – The change in the pivot is very, very irritating. Actually,
yes.
Let me say this. In the last conversation about saving the game, the last get off my lawn, there is somebody I am a personal fan of. I've always been. He's one of the guys I excuse for his college choice.
Yeah.
Rajon Rondo.
Yeah.
Did you hear about what he's doing?
I actually got to saw Rondo for a few at the airport.
Okay.
This last little bit, and so I mean I know a little bit of what he's.
Okay.
Are you talking about with AAU?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Rajon Rondo is doing the AAU thing.
Uh huh.
Right. Now this is a.
By the way, random. I saw Kyle Filipowski at Hollywood Studios.
That's pretty funny.
That was so weird.
It's funny.
So random. It was the most random. What 6'11"? But you're like, oh, who's that? And I was like, oh, it's Kyle Filipowski.
You said every time you go there, though.
Roman Reigns was at Disney this year.
I remember you saying.
No, he was there. That was Randy Orton.
Okay.
But Roman, I didn't see Roman, but he was there the day we were somewhere. But Kyle Filipowski. Point being, I saw Rondo at the airport.
Okay. Rajon Rondo. AAU.
Yeah.
Rajon Rondo around the leagues, it is unanimous. His IQ is, again, I'll never, ever, ever forget how serious DeJuan Wheat was when he said, man, I was playing with Rondo today, man. And it was like, wow. Like he was as complimentary as I've ever heard him on a guy up close. And it was pickup, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, Steve, Rajon Rondo has banned the use of cameras.
Yeah.
At his game.
I saw that.
Banned the use of camera. Why? Because these parents are not recording for them to get better.
Yeah.
They are recording to make highlight tapes.
You record and then you delete anything that wasn't you just record every play.
You mixtape it up.
Yeah.
Rondo, it's not going to work. But Rondo, kudos to you. Sir, I salute you because you are recognizing a problem and you are saying what I can help you out with.
Oh, he's the best, man.
You will undo what I can bring to the table to your child.
Mm-hmm.
You will undo the moment you make a highlight film.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when you talk.
It's another reason I'm glad Calipari's on out the door, because I think there was a chance Rondo had a few things to sort through. He was going to be over there with Cal.
In some capacity.
Yes. It was just word around the streets. So
the idea of him just saying, hey, parents, if I find you recording at our games, I will remove your child from my team.
Yeah.
It's bold, though. It's
well,
bold.
Yeah.
But they have to understand that.
But Rondo, I don't know, man. I was reminded of this the other day. Rondo's got a presence about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a big guy. Like, he's not small.
Yeah, you're used to seeing him out there with Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce. It's like,
and he's got that very featured,
structured
face, you know, and it's like, structure. You're like, okay, he carries himself
and everybody
well.
Says it's like he'll stare right through you.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yes. Even just a quick chat with him, you're in an airport, you're like.
Yeah, it's not a bunch of extra chuckle to it.
Yeah.
A little more, he's a little more tight.
No, yeah.
Yeah, with his presentation. But, yeah, I do enjoy, like I'm telling you, again, it's one of those things you would hope it catch on. You would sure. hope, you know, you would hope you.
No,
would
he'll do well at that, man. Yeah.
Yeah, just say it. Yeah, no, because here's the thing, it's like people will remember all of their. We talk about this sometimes. People remember their high moments, the highest you ever jumped. Yep. And you set that as, oh, no, that's how I, no, that was the time you jumped the highest. That was the best game you ever played. But you never have low lights.
Yeah.
You know, unless somebody's just crushing you or setting you up for the low light thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So for him to, that's one of those. That's a great idea. That's thinking through the development of a kid. Last thing I want to dive into. When you say a good fit, okay, the great Osmore, just to get back to Coach Kelsey and the closing out.
Sure.
Outside of the hustle, great Osmore, what guy do you think Kelsey needs to fit in his system?
I mean, I've said it with obviously with
time out. Okay. Think on it for a second.
Yeah.
Do give a shout out. Take a second to give you a full shout out. Because we don't want to get this.
Oh, okay. Over. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Let me remind everybody I've been talking about. I went and got Tri-State Men's Health. I had the some testosterone shots, got on the semaglutide. Going to be doing that, Nick, as well. But that's what I needed. For other people, they need other things. And we generally talk about medicine, effective treatments for erectile dysfunction as well. And let me bring you not just the medicine side of it, but I know somebody who was on that. I have a friend that actually went on that. And just the effects of it that come outside of just the, you know, we're all men and we're, you know, it's a psychological thing. It's the confidence, the everything that has kind of come along with that, with their marriage. And I mean, I know it's one of those things where you go, oh, man, you know, that make your marriage better. And it's like, no, it really does. And when you go, and if that's an issue you've had, and it happens to guys at all ages, too. So it's not, that's something I learned as well. But Tri-State Men's Health, you got the treatment works. They've got pills. It works when pills or herbals fail. Mm-hmm. So if you've tried things, you know, go here. It's going to be a natural remedy treatment that's gonna help you out. They have treatments with a success rate over 90%. Some treatments even they'll have you last more than an hour. So wife will enjoy that. You know what I'm saying? Tri-State Men's Health now has 6 locations: Cincinnati, Dayton, 2 locations in Columbus, Louisville, and a new office in Northern Kentucky. Schedule that consult with Tri-State Men's Health. Your initial visit is only $99 and includes a medical consult where they'll go over everything with you. I mean, me and Nick went through a consultation. Gosh, I always mess that up. But we had a great, I mean, we learned so much. Nick will vouch for that too. And then you'll get a licensed medical provider. It's going to talk to you with a PSA test. And if medically advised test dose is done, you'll get that for free. So $99 isn't bad already, but you're gonna get that completely free.
You bat an eyelash about spending $99.
Yeah,
because I've seen what you spend $99 on.
Yeah, especially for your health, man. Yeah,
right.
So and again, you might go in for one thing and find out it's another thing. You know, and
so improve your
absolutely, quality. Absolutely. So they have an expert staff. So if you're like a lot of men, you could be having sex one day after your appointment. So if that's something that's not been in your repertoire lately, let's put it back in there. You know what I'm saying? So call them today, 1-800-900-9654, or visit tristatemenshealth.com.
One more fit for Coach Kelsey. That Steve Rummage fit. It doesn't have to be what you think Coach Kelsey, like just your idea of our roster where you say, okay, this will get us closer to where we need to be the fastest outside of the hustle energy big.
Oh, outside of the hustle energy big. Maybe a true defensive stopper big. Mm. Let me give you one. Ugonna Anyanso.
Walls up, physical.
Let me give you said a name, so I'm going to give you a name. let me say Uganda Onyenso. Oh, somebody took Tina's spot. Oh, look, it wasn't me. There was two spots there. But word is, you know, with him that there was some Alabama look, that Louisville might get a look there. But if it's not him, let somebody like him, especially just if I landed a great Osabor.
Yeah, defensive stopper end of.
Yes, a guy that would be a true defensive shot-blocking stopper underneath.
How many points a game do you expect Coach Kelsey to rely on, like percentage-wise, that come from the front court? Because if we put 10 points a game on James Scott on alley-oops.
Yeah, I mean, what, 18, 16?
About. Okay.
And now, if I got great,
he has a high scoring.
No, he does. Offense. But if I got great Osabor, I think that would go up a touch. Again, I think some of that would just come off of just pure rebound putbacks. That's why I say garbage man's one way to say it. But I mean, it's so it kind of depends on who he lands. Now, if he gets an Onyenso or somebody like that who's a defensive guy, then I would go, okay, you know, it's more of a defensive, you probably the point level is going to go down a touch. But I think Trilly Donovan had mentioned that if Bama takes this other kid, and then Onyenso probably going to look at, I think he mentioned us in Oklahoma.
So right now we're in domino falling stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But I don't want to be on the back end of all those dominoes.
Well, no, yeah. You do need to get
12 dominoes that need to fall to,
no.
to stumble in.
No, you do need to get some of these guys.
Yeah, on kind of on the attack.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and play us out, Nikki. We're going to be planning our next on location, so it's best you follow myself and Steve on social media. It's best you just be on the lookout because you never know where we'll end up. As always, 8150-939 is always the number. 3831-939 is always the text line. Normally the channel's YouTube. Yeah, normally the YouTube channel's made for the Bill. Middays with Marcus Maven. 939 the Bill.